Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Devita. And this is
Let's Chat.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Mommy.
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Good, good, good. What were you bouncing to?
Oh, the music that I was just playing.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
It's good music.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that music?
You know, it's this guy.
This
who's
guy.
Who's actually, like, his music is mad fire.
Mad fire.
It's, like, actually mad good. And
good.
That's a big thing cooking for me. So, I don't know. But his name is Stixbones, you know. Check him out.
Check him out. Stixbones. We'll put a link to his page in the description.
There we go.
That's where we're going to put it. Yep. I got there. As long as I got there. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Let's Chat with Leah and Devita. Today, we are going to be talking about me as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about parenting older teens.
Yes.
I'm stressed out.
Why, though?
Because, so we've had this podcast since 2020, I believe. That's when we started. 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
You were a young teen at that point. And, you know, we had really calm conversations. You know, it was real simple, you know, different topics that were important to you at that time, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as a parent, it is important that we know how to parent through the different stages of our children's lives.
Yes.
There's no rule book.
No.
So I'm stressed.
So you're stressed about parenting us now because we're older teens.
Yes. So your oldest brother is 19 now.
Uh-huh.
And I still call him Pud.
Yes.
Because he's forever my baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's my firstborn child. And I still often see him as my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not reality.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's not reality. And as a parent, it's hard to try and figure out where I fit in you guys' life. Like I was telling you the other night, you know, I was like, I don't know where I'm needed.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
I see what you mean.
And I don't want to do anything that fractures our relationship. You know that is a
That's
huge...
That's one of your biggest fears.
What is my biggest fear?
That I'm going to like start hating you out of nowhere, which makes zero sense. There's like no logic behind that.
But there is. The logic is that's what everybody says happens with them and their kids.
But do they ever tell you what led up to that?
I guess not.
Because it's like, I observe things. And in my observations, it's just like, and when I ask people about their situations, there's always something that leads up to the outcome.
Cause and effect.
So if your kid just started hating you, what did you do? Like,
okay, that's fair. That's fair. What did
so,
you do?
Like,
so the question that I'm always led to ask you is, how am I parenting?
Good. Like, you're chilling.
What makes what makes it good, though?
I just feel like we're able to have, like, you're not only my mom, but you're my friend, too.
Okay.
Like, I can go to you about certain things and, like, not be scared, like, you're going to ground me or something, like...
Mm-hmm.
I can just talk to you about things. And, like, we've always been open with each other, which is why I think that we have that kind of, you know, like, relationship. But I can still see you, like, as a person of authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's some relationships where it's just like, oh, you're just my mom or, oh, you're just my friend. Like, you can be both. And I think that's how, like, I like this. Like, you're good. Like, I don't know.
I just, you know, I always find myself, like I said, looking at other people's relationships and seeing how their relationships are fractured. But like you said, you know, there is a cause and effect. There's a reason why some of these relationships are broken. I remember being your age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being 15 going on 16, Lord have mercy, and the responsibilities that I had,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was the oldest and oldest girl mm-hmm. in the house, and I had huge responsibility to my younger siblings. My mom was a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And although we had a really good relationship, there were definitely areas in which I feel like we weren't on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to go out. I wanted to do things. I wanted to be a teenager. Mm-hmm. And this is before social media. This is before having cell phones, all of this stuff, all the things that you guys had. And I just wanted to be a teenager. And I feel like she needed me so much that mm-hmm. I didn't have the opportunity to truly be that person. And if I stepped away from what she wanted from me, you know, I was seen as defiant or not listening or not loving her, like crazy things like yeah. that, you know? And so I'm always so conscious about not just you and I relationship, but your relation, my relationship with your brothers as well, mm-hmm. and making sure that I have a reasonable balance.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You understand what I mean when I say balance?
Yeah. But it's also like, I can totally see where you're coming from mm-hmm. because of your childhood and like the way you had to grow up. Mm-hmm. But it's like, we're in two different predicaments, like not only because of the time frame, but because the fact that I'm a twin.
Yeah.
And I'm the only girl.
Yeah.
So, and there's, it's known like in psychology that the way, the order that you were born has an effect on your like life.
Okay.
So the fact that you were the oldest and the only, and like the oldest girl, mm-hmm. that was, like, that definitely had a lot to play on your personality even now. Mm-hmm. And it's known, because I'm technically the middle child, mm-hmm. but it's different because I'm also the only girl.
Yeah.
So I still get more benefits than if I was only the neglected middle child.
Oh, poor middle children. We love y'all. We rooting for y'all.
Yes, love the middle children.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and because you have fathering too, it's just like, oh, yeah, sorry, my dad.
She calls her father fathering. Don't ask. Oh, you can ask. But it's just what she's been calling him for a very long time.
A good amount of time. But Nana didn't like have that other person to go to ask for opinions. Mm. So I feel like you have reason to be stressed and like scared, but you also have to like look at the predicament now and the other support systems that you have.
That's true.
Because you're able to go to other people. You're able to go to your other, like, my friend's parents and ask them what they think about the situation. Go to father and, like...
That's true. Yeah. You're so smart. Who made you like this?
All right.
Oh, my goodness. That's really good, Leah. That's really good. So my parenting, I'm doing okay, she says, y'all. She said, I'm doing all right. I'm not screwing her up. Like, no. That's another big fear.
Like, it could traumatize.
Yes, you know? Because people who are in jail, right? Okay. I know I'm going extreme.
Whoa.
It's what I do. You know, they know that I go extreme. People who are in jail mm-hmm. were once somebody's baby,
yes.
right? What happened to them to lead them to jail?
Yeah.
What happened to lead people to drug abuse? Mm-hmm. What happened to the, because it doesn't just happen,
no.
right? Something, like we just said before, it's cause and effect. So something had to happen in order for you to go this route.
For
and
sure.
So for me as a parent, I am always very, very conscious about, if I say yes to this, mm-hmm. what is it going to lead to? And if I say no to this, what is it going to lead to? And so we were talking a little while ago about, what was it that you said? Sneaky, what'd you say?
Oh, strict parents make sneaky kids.
Tell me about that.
If I feel like strict is a very broad term mm-hmm. because you can be a very extreme helicopter parent and always on top of your kid, mm-hmm. or you can just like have these boundaries. And with parenting, you always have to have boundaries. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the soft parents who just let their kids do whatever.
Oh, but, yeah. What's that? That soft parenting? Gentle parent. What's it called?
Gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting. No, thank you.
Y'all be losing me. But anyway, and I don't even have kids. But anywho. There's just this very, like, large scale of that we can see of the way that people parent. And I feel like you and father fall into, like, a good middle ground, you know? Like, we can tell, we know you guys care and that you want the best for us, but we're still able to be teenagers and, like, go out and ride our bikes and do things, but still know that, like, you're worried about us and checking, like, these 60 every 3 minutes.
Yes, I am.
So, when I say strict parents make sneaky kids, I mean parents that are, like, taking your kid's phone for no reason, like, and I mean, like, no reason at all. Like, if your kid's genuinely bad, then I don't know what to tell you. But if you have a good kid, great grades, good friends, and you have nothing to worry about, why are we checking their phone? Mm. They're teenagers. Like, you should sense what you're gonna expect, and you can't get mad over like what you see.
This is true.
Cause like you have a teen. I don't, and everyone was a teen before.
Yes.
You don't just appear as an adult.
No.
So you know,
unless you're one of my shows that all I watch, right, where take y'all cocoons and then, oh sorry,
we're not going into that.
We're not talking about under the dome. Okay. Sorry.
And yes, it changed, but we know y'all writing letters, like being mad sneaky, like.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why parents go through that sort of thing, like, oh, I don't want my kids to be talking to other boys or doing stuff like that. Like,
you,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's inevitable. Like, so the question I then have would be, how can you help parents? Somebody who might be listening to this and they're trying to figure out their parenting and how they should parent their teen. What advice would you give them?
I feel like you should generally focus on building a relationship with your kid. Mm. And not, like, because family, we had this conversation before, you can get rid of family.
You can.
There's nothing wrong with it. Like, if they're not benefiting you in life, you can
step away.
You can step away. Even if it is, like, your parent and you came from them.
Yeah.
You can step away. Yeah. So, if you genuinely don't want your kid doing that or you don't see that, like, in your future, try to build a relationship. Ask them what their favorite color is, because it's not the same thing from when they were five.
This is so, like, true. It's simple things like that. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color this year, Leah?
I'm still with pink.
You're still with
pink?
I
like light pink.
So she had a whole blue phase, and then she went back to pink. Interesting. Okay, sorry.
But it's like black, too. So.
I think we all went through the black phase, but yeah. Anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah, just really try to, like, get to that. I'm not only an authority figure, but I'm also someone who's here for you. I'm also someone you can talk to, because if you're scaring your kid, then they're not going to go to you with anything. Mm. So, and we're just talking about this too. I'm so glad that I don't have to be like, oh, my mom's going to kill me. Like, I say that sometimes, mm-hmm. but you never do. And it's like, I only say that because it's me and I find myself to be responsible and like a genuine good kid, not to toot my own horn, but like,
she's a good kid.
If I feel like I'm coming home too late, I'm going to be like, oh, my mom's going to kill me. But that's just me, mm-hmm. like, thinking I'm coming home too late. So it's just, like, things like that. Better relationship with your kid. Don't be distant.
Yeah.
Don't only feel like you have to be their parent, because you can be their friend, too.
So that was excellent. We were watching a movie last night, The Kraken,
mm-hmm.
whatever it's called, DreamWorks movie.
Yes.
And the mom... it was a really good movie, was keeping the girl's true identity from her,
yeah.
right? Just forbidding her from going, into the ocean, mm-hmm. right? Because she was a Kraken. In that relationship, where do you think the mom went wrong from jump?
I think not telling her daughter that she was a Kraken, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's like simple things like that when you feel like you're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. but you also have to think about it from your perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, if you knew that I was a Kraken and you didn't tell me for a while and I had to find it on my own, I'd be pretty upset too. That's just me.
You're not a Kraken.
Thanks. But it's like, I just feel like you kind of just have to know. And it's difficult, but you have to gauge the right time. And it's crazy now because we're finding out things so easily.
So easily.
And so quickly. To the fact that we don't even think our parents knew. Like, I'm telling you things that you didn't know.
This is true.
So it's like, I feel like you have to find, when you build that relationship with your child, gauge that time frame to know, okay, if you're going to find this out, it's better to find it out from me than by yourself or from other people.
Yeah.
So just lying from the jump was when the mom went wrong.
Yeah, she messed up. Like I said, figuring out how to parent your older teen is definitely not easy, but relationship building is key. And that doesn't start when they become teenagers. That starts from the womb, but then as they begin to develop into their own individual selves, it's really important that you relationship with your children.
Yes.
You can't be yelling and screaming all the time. You can't be, you know, yes, you have to be the disciplinarian. Yes, you have to be the parent, they have to see you as the authority figure, but they also, as Leah said, have to see you as a person that they can come to for anything. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. You should be that place where your children can find safety.
For sure.
So I'm doing that?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'm not going to other people.
You're not going to other people? Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's great. Yay. Whew, sometimes, y'all, I'm telling you, I am very, very transparent with my parenting skills and desires. And I'm glad that Leah and I are able to have these open and honest conversations. And I hope that you're able to do that with your children. Please share this podcast with somebody who is struggling with their child. I believe that this would be helpful to them, hearing this from a 15-year-old, how you should have a relationship with your kids.
Yes.
Thank you, Leah.
Of course.
Yay. This is another great episode of Let's Chat with Leah and Davida. I hope that you will come and listen to us again soon. Have a good one, everyone.